like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. And if you could only let it be, you would see somebody else around here.
Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collectors in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the nudge of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique history that you can see the chronicled story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even coming here dozens of times won't feel enough. Because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
David Guetta featuring Sia with Titanium, and you're still listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on VONS.id or the application RRE Digital. And listener, recently Indonesia is also focused on the shooting against Indonesian citizen in Malaysia, and therefore the member of House of Representatives or our parliament Amelia Anglini, urged the government to ensure a thorough and transparent investigation into the shooting incident involving officer from the Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency and five Indonesian migrant workers. And she wants to make sure that the Malaysian government is open to resolving the case and nothing is being covered up. And as reported by AntaraNews.com, the shooting occurred on Friday, early Friday, Malaysian time, and targeting five undocumented Indonesian migrant workers. The incident resulted in one worker's death and the others sustaining injuries.
Empal gentok, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, Empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Terlalu banyak hal yang telah dilalui tahun ini. Dengan segala ketidakpastian, bertahan dengan keadaan dunia, dan mengalami hal yang paling aku takuti, kehilangan. Tapi aku harap, lagu yang segera aku perdengarkan bisa menjadi teman terbaik untuk saling menguatkan. Saat ini, dan sampai kapanpun.
Hearing that so many countries wanted to develop the latest or the most cutting-edge technology, but in Indonesia we're not only developing that, but we also would like to have the talents or the people capable to keep up with this kind of technology. And this is what Indonesia is focusing now, as stated by the Communication and Digital Affairs Deputy Minister Neza Patria. In a press release received in Jakarta on Monday by Antarinj.com, he said that President Prabowo's Administration is dedicated to improve the health of Indonesian young talents by one of them is the free nutritious meal program, and he is confident that by fulfilling the nutritional needs of the youngsters, the government can have smarter talents expected to lead Indonesia to the advancements and a brighter future.
Unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out. We encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
padaku tali benang terpanjang agar ku bisa kau terbangkan sejauh yang kamu mau. Angin kencang bawakan kesenangan dapat buatmu terbangkan ku sejauh yang kamu mau. Dengan senang kau terbangkan aku terlalu tinggi, terlalu tinggi. Di atas awan ku nikmati dua sisi, indah terbang. Senang kau terbangkan aku terlalu tinggi, terlalu tinggi. Di atas awan ku nikmati dua sisi, indah terbang.
Juicy Lucy with Terlalu Tinggi or Too High. And here's quote of the day from the former president of Indonesia, Habibie. He said, life is beautiful if there is genuine love to be lived together. And that's today's quote of the day.
Ketika kembali aku jumpa dirimu, hati rasa tak tentu terpesona. Senyummu itu
kian berdegup jantung, isyaratkan rindu.
Sekian lama tak bertemu, memilu cintaku. Mari lewatkan waktu bersama berdua, memadu kasih dan segenap perasaan.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Cikuray. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyandetkeun, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of Nyanu, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Baduysalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanu tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Chikurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. The glass of tea is rotated twice clockwise over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum.
The Santri's old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati also used the Nyanu tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from when we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun for faith even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanu Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanu Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanu. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanu tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Joseph also aims for Indonesia to protect, which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's hearts.
Yang first tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation.
and our hopes for the future. As the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village, this village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
Cari-cari di mana, oh dirimu, berhari-hari tak kunjung ku bertemu. Sinar mentari hanya tersipu malu, bulan purnama membisu. Lari-lari waktu berhari-hari menerkam dirimu, ku hibur diri menanggung tempo dulu. Setiap saat ku merindu,
friends, for example, I ask them where you guys want to having a holiday domestic. I think people still say Bali for now. Bali, Bandung, Jogja. And I think some of them also never
knew that in other provinces in Indonesia, they have many beautiful places. I think maybe they don't recognize, or I think they don't know about the place before.
Mm-hmm.
I think because it needs more attention.
It's more spotlight.
More spotlight, yeah.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin saudara. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingatlah bila mimpi sedang dengan apa yang kau tuju, sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari ruangku. Kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu, jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu mimpi. Sedang dengan apa yang kau tuju, sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau.
darat ini tip sanggar sigule sigule saibain buru-huruan sigule sigule pom sigule gule jolo sinukun marga sigule sigule asanin moto partuturan sigule sigule pom sigule gule
called Sigulempong by Vicky Sianipar featuring Ervina Simarmata. Apparently, this is one of the traditional, or maybe a song in Batak language from North Sumatra. More about Indonesia is still coming up on Vionus.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. Here is the news line. Indonesia, Malaysia jointly supports Palestinian independence, and the government brings back citizens shot in Selangor. And here is the news in detail. Presiden Prabowo Subianto during his visit to Malaysia on Monday said Indonesia and Malaysia shared similar understanding in supporting Palestine. The president also remarked firmly that the only solution is a two-state solution. And as quoted from RRI.co.id, the two nations also supported the current ceasefire in Gaza. Mm-hmm. still related to Malaysia, Indonesian citizens shot by Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency in Selangor will be repatriated after the autopsy process ends. The Indonesian Citizen Protection Director of the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Judah Nugraha, said the Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur will facilitate the process. Reported by RRI.co.id, the victim was shot by the Malaysian agency early Friday. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From the bottom of your heart.